Kraken.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Well, it looks like Andy Kaufman is still dead. His brother Michael told CNN that he believes he was the victim of a hoax pulled off by this 24-year-old woman who claimed to be Andy's daughter. At an Andy Kaufman award ceremony Monday night, this woman said Andy faked his death so he could live a life of solitude and be a stay-at-home dad to her. But the Smoking Gun reports that Michael might have been on the joke as well.
Number 4.
Jake Gyllenhaal filming a very intense scene for his movie Nightcrawler, and he got so caught up in the moment that he punched a mirror and broke it. Unfortunately, he cut himself so badly he had to go to the emergency room for stitches.
Number 3.
Shia LaBeouf admitted to dropping acid to prepare for a scene in his new movie Charlie Countryman. He told MTV it was in the script for him to take acid, and since he'd never done it before and he tried pretending to be on acid, he wasn't just getting it right. So what else could he do? Well, the problem with that was Shia took the wrong drug. The director said the script didn't call for him to take acid, but to take ecstasy.
Number 2.
Chris Brown checked into anger rehab a couple weeks ago, and at the time, sources were saying he could be in there for up to 3 months. Well, 16 days later, Chris checked out. It's not because he got all the help he needs. His lawyer says that Chris has to begin his community service hours for the Rihanna beating case. The judge rejected the hours Chris performed before, so he has to start all over again.
Number 1.
Are Drake and Rihanna back on? Their tour schedules have them following each other across Texas, so if they happen to be in the same city a night or two apart, why not hang out? After his concert Wednesday night in Houston, Drake and Rihanna went to the V Live Strip Club. Yep, the same one Justin Bieber was at about a month ago. And according to the staff, Drake and Rihanna not only made it rain, they made it monsoon. The strippers were at the club until 6:30 in the morning counting cash, which reportedly was $97,000. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Kraddick in the morning.